Here is something that's going on tonight you might enjoy. There's going to be an excellent new play being read over at the Autry Museum, and it gets better. Playgoers get a chance to tell the playwright what worked and what didn't. Tonight and tomorrow, admission's free as Native Voices at the Autry presents their 15th annual Festival of New Plays. Jean Bruce Scott is the co-founder and producing executive director of Native Voices at the Autry. You've told me how much you love producing the Festival of New Plays. What's been one of your most challenging experiences in producing it in 15 years, and what's been one of the most rewarding experiences you've had?
Oh, boy. Well, this is going to sound a little mundane after all of this excitement for the creative work, but the most challenging thing always in producing is funding and finding a way to produce the plays that we want to do and that are ready to be done at this moment. One of the big challenges years ago that we're actually facing again now was we had a script called Kino and Teresa by James Lujan on our shortlist for 4 years. And the reason that we couldn't produce it was because it had too large of a cast and we couldn't raise the funding for it. It was an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, and it was just a beautiful script. It took us that long to actually raise the money and, you know, determine that, okay, we weren't going to do X, Y, and Z this year because we wanted to produce this play. We did produce it. We had 19 actors and musicians on stage at the Autry National Center. It was our most successful show we have ever done in terms of audiences and critical acclaim. And we are now approaching a time when we want to produce another one of those shows. We have 2 scripts with very large casts, and we can't do them because we just are having difficulty raising the funding. So that's probably the biggest heartbreak and the biggest challenge in producing. I can flip that around, and I'll also say that's the greatest triumph. Last year at our festival, one of the plays that we would very much like to be able to find a way to do is a musical. It's a Broadway-style big musical, and it has, I think there were 13 main characters plus a band on stage. We were originally concerned that we didn't have the experience in singers to pull this off. We did national call for actors and singers and got a lot of people down here to audition. We did a couple of musical theater workshops, and we managed to put it up, and that particular reading we turned people away from. So we filled the house, 200 seats. We can't find the funding to produce that play. It's just too big for us right now. So we're currently working with the playwright and with some producers in New York City to do some additional workshops and to find someone else to produce it, because it's too good not to go forward. This is a play called Distant Thunder by Sean Taylor Corbett. And so that's the challenge and that's the excitement. We were excited having the opportunity to work on it at the retreat last year, and I'm still excited to try and find a way to get this produced, if not at Native Voices, someplace else.
Jean, as you've spent 19 years developing new plays, what do you find are some of the most important lessons new or aspiring playwrights could learn from your experiences?
First of all, I think, is to not be afraid of the blank page. If you have an idea, to sit down and sketch it out, even if the first go at it is sort of a narrative form, this happens, then this happens, then this happens. To not be afraid to go and take a class or a workshop. Sometimes people are nervous to walk into that room. You know, they think, oh, I don't know enough. And if you think you have a play in you and you can write it, go and take a workshop, go and take a class. Don't be afraid to look online for ideas about how to write a play. And then I would think that probably our biggest challenge, and it may be, I don't think it's particularly unique to Native American playwrights, but knowing that you will find the ending if you keep pushing at the action. And by that I mean, a lot of times playwrights write a play and they have the plot points, but the plot points aren't active and they don't logically lead us to that climactic ending that we all want to see in the theater. And so they kind of just peter out at the end and things are all wrapped up. I would challenge writers to keep pushing at those plot points to find what's active in there, what the opposition is, what they're pushing against, so that that ending is something that all of us can say, you know, whether or not we see it coming, that there is some sort of catharsis, there is some sort of aha moment in that ending that allows your audience to embrace it and say, oh my gosh, that was such an exciting ride. I can't wait to go back to the theater.
What a great lesson for writers.
Oh, good. I hope so.
What would you consider as a theater professional, actress, producer, and teacher is one of the best lessons that you yourself have learned from your Festival of New Plays?
First of all, that I don't know so much, that there's always something to learn. I'm so grateful for the talented individuals that come to work with us and mentor our playwrights and direct our playwrights and our actors, and the wonderful actors that have come to us through the years that come back. They're quite successful now in Hollywood. They're doing movies and television, and they come back and work with us on the festival and on these new plays because, as they've told me, for them, it's the most exciting time of the year for them. They learn so much. They learn about themselves. They learn about the art of theater. So I guess that would be it, that we're always still learning.
You've mentioned needing funding. In what other ways can people support you?
Well, if you come and buy a ticket, that's number one. You know, come out to the theater. If you, whether it's Native Voices or any other theater in Los Angeles, buy a ticket. Go online, go to their website, go to the box office, go to Gold Star. If you can't afford a full-price ticket, buy a half-price ticket, but buy your ticket. That's number one. Number two, volunteer at theaters. If you love theater and you want to see it grow and thrive in Los Angeles, be an usher. Go and volunteer to work in the box office. You know, fold letters and stuff, envelopes, whatever it is you can do to keep the theater going is a big help. We always need volunteers. As you graduate and go off into the real world and you're working at a company that has a matching grant program, target your local theaters for some of those matching grants or those corporate grant opportunities because they exist, and those are always a big help.
What a good idea. I don't know if you will need them at this point, but as this broadcasts on Thursday, will you still need any volunteers Thursday, Friday?
Not for this particular one, but we have things coming up in the fall. So if you're interested, we also have internship positions this year at the festival. We'll have 3 interns joining us. The last few years, we've had anywhere from 3 to 6 interns joining us, and those are all paid internship positions. So contact Native Voices at the Autry, and we'll see if we can't get you plugged in somewhere.
And what do you have coming up for the fall that people might like to know about?
Well, we haven't unveiled our season yet, but I can tell you that we are working with the idea and the theme of law lawyers, lawmakers, and activists, and the idea that so much of our current American legal system grew out of Native law, number one, and then number two, how modern society is currently being affected by Native law and lawmakers and activists. So that's our organizing principle for the next season, and our season starts in the fall, and we haven't announced it yet.
Jean, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot. This has been so much fun.